Title: Tall Pole Crossover. Stretch a supersized riser in Ableton Live 12 for festival scale drum and bass tension. Intro: Today we're going to build a big, controllable festival style riser. The operation goal is Tall Pole Crossover. Stretch a supersized riser in Ableton Live 12 for festival scale drum and bass tension. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 automation lesson. We'll turn a short riser tail into a supersized stretched riser using only Live stock devices. Simpler or sampler, grain delay, auto filter, reverb sends, instrument racks and macros. And we'll keep CPU under control by resampling or freezing once we're happy. What you will build, you'll make a two-layer, automatable riser, a textured granular loop layer, a loop tail and simpler fed to grain delay, an auto filter, and a reverb return, with macros for pitch and smear, a body slash density layer, a warped or resampled chunk that carries the low end and swells in volume, and an instrument rack with mapped macros so you can automate transpose, grain size, feedback, filter cutoff, and reverb send over 1632 bars and finish with a clean cutter hit. Preparations: choose your source. Start by picking a 1-to-6-second riser tail or sweep that has harmonic motion at the end. If your riser is long, duplicate and trim a 500 millisecond to 2-second tail. The tail is where the loopable texture lives. Pick a section without hard transients so it will loop smoothly. Create the textured granular layer 1. Create an instrument track and drop the trim tail into simpler classic, or sampler if you need more loop control. Turn loop on, and choose a short loop region in the tail's character area. Aim for a loop length between about 400 and 1000 milliseconds for dense grain material. Use a small crossfade on the loop to eliminate clicks. 2. Tame the loop in simpler. Put simpler into loop mode with a smooth crossfade and set transpose to 0 for now. Optionally, enable simpler's internal low pass if the source is too bright. 3. Chain stock effects after simpler. Add grain delay directly after simpler. We'll use grain delay to smear and stretch. Watch size, grain length, spray random position, and feedback. Start with size around 60 to 120 ms. Spray 0-15%, feedback 20-30%. After grain delay, place an auto filter low pass to shape the tone. Send the track to a long reverb return. Think large hall or plate with long decay for festival scale. A little saturator before your reverb send can add pleasing harmonics. Keep it mild. 4. Group simpler, grain delay, and auto filter into an instrument rack and map macros. Macro 1. Transpose. Map simpler transpose and set a wide usable range, for example minus 24 to plus 12 semitones. Macro 2. Grain size slash delay time. Map grain delay size or delay time to control grain length. Macro 3. Grain feedback slash spray. Map feedback and spray so you can push smear and instability together. Macro 4. Auto filter cutoff for tonal shaping. Macro 5. Reverb send. Map the track send to the reverb return rather than the device wet knob. Label the macros pitch, granular size, gran, feed slash spray, filter, reverb so your automation stays readable. Automate the macros across the arrangement. Switch to arrangement view and create automation lanes for those 5 macros across your crossover section. Plan for 16, 24 or 32 bars depending on how tall you want the riser. Example 24 bar plan, pitch, ramp from 0 to minus 18 or minus 24 semitones gradually across the whole section. Slow pitch down gives the sense of stretching. Granular size, start small and slowly increase. Around 60 to 75% into the section. Ramp grain size up to a large smear, 300 to 600 ms, to turn a rising texture into a wash. Gran, feed. Raise feedback slightly toward the end to build a wash, but be careful of runaway resonances. Filter. Start with cutoff moderate, slowly close down for tension, then open toward the end to emphasize release. Reverb. Slowly increase send level to make the riser feel bigger and more distant. Create the body slash density layer at a second audio track, and drag the original riser or a fuller body riser into it. Warp this clip in complex pro mode and stretch or loop it to your target length across the 1632 bars. Use a couple of short crossfaded duplicates or slightly varied loop starts to avoid obvious repetition. Automate that track's gain from very low up to a peak, just under your mix ceiling in the last bars so it swells into the drop. Automate a low-cut EQ on the grain layer. Keep sub-frequencies under control and let the body layer carry the lows. Glue and automate the big moves for the final cut or snap. Choose an ending behavior, a fast low cut plus an instant mute, a short reversed hit, or a gate. A common tall pole move is a sudden low frequency drop or a tight mute right at the cut. For more perceived loudness, Automate a group boss saturator or glue compressor up by 1-2 dB in the last two bars so the riser feels punchier. Performance and CPU management. When you're satisfied with the automated stretch, resample the result to audio or freeze and flatten the instrument rack. To resample, create a new audio track set to resampling and record the arrangement section, or route the riser group to a bus and record that. Resampling preserves reverb tails and your exact automated result, while saving CPU. Practical automation execution tips. Use smooth S-curve ramps for musical movement. Abrupt steps are good for glitches, but a tall riser benefits from smooth motion. Automate rack macros, not every device knob. This keeps automation tidy and recallable. Put reverb on a dedicated return with long predelay and decay. Automate the send rather than the device wet control. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-automate dozens of parameters. Stick to 3-5 well-chosen macros. Avoid high-grain delay feedback without a low pass. It can run away and ring. Don't pitch down too fast. Long ramps maintain groove and tension. Check phase and subs when layering warped audio. Use a low cut on the grain layer if the low end gets muddy. Freeze or resample before CPU problems become a workflow blocker. Map important controls to macro so you won't lose automation when editing racks. Pro tips. Choose a loop with harmonic motion. Pads, vocal luos, or noisy tails work better than pure white noise. If you want less vocal artifacts, use formant preserving pitch when available, but formant shift can be a creative tool for alien textures. Start grain layer mono or narrow and widen it toward the end using utility width automation for a dramatic stereo spread. Boost highs subtly in the last four bars for festival systems, then remove at the drop to avoid harshness. Save your instrument rack preset as Tall Paul Riser Rock with your macro ranges so you can reuse it. For extreme lengths, consider a two-stage stretch. Resample once, then lightly granularize the resample for new texture. Mini practice exercise. Try this 24-bar exercise to internalize the workflow. 1. Take a 2-second synth sweep tail and trim a 700ms loopable tail. 2. Load it into Simpler, enable loop and set a 600ms loop region. 3. Build an instrument rack and map, transpose to macro 1, grain delay size to macro 2, auto filter cut to macro 3, and reverb send to macro 4. 4. Arrange a 24-bar automation, macro 1 from 0 to minus 18 semitones across 124, macro 2 from 50ms to 400ms starting at bar 10, macro 3 close then open, macro 4 from silent to a notable send level. 5. Add a warped body track and automate its gain from minus 6 up to 0 dB around bar 22. 6. Resample the 24-bar result and compare it to the original. You should hear a supersized riser ready for a DNB drop. Recap. We built a Tall Paul style crossover using a loop tail and Simpler, grain delay and auto filter, an instrument rack with mapped macros, and arrangement automation spanning a long section. Key moves are: loop a short tail to sustain indefinitely, automate transpose for perceived stretch, increase grain size and feedback to smear into a wash, and control tone with filter and reverb sends. Freeze or resample your final result, check phase and low end, and save your rack preset so you can reuse this technique. Final note: lock down your final length before deep automating, map only the 3-6 macros you'll use, and resample early when CPU spikes. Try different tails, vocals, pads, or noise, and keep the macro-led approach for repeatable, festival-ready risers.